Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Today's show title is From Hell to Hell Yeah. So are you repeating painful patterns in your life? Do you feel stuck in your business, your relationships, or just life in general? Well, don't let your life go by unhappy, unproductive, or feeling unloved. Stay tuned to today's show, and I'll guide you to Opening to Ecstasy. So one of the wonderful women that I have the pleasure to work with told me that in less than 3 months of working with me, that her life went from hell to hell yeah. And that's where I got today's show title. And before I began working with this woman, her body was just rocked with pain. She rarely left the house, and she had no real friends. And she wasn't actually even interested in living any longer. She called me sort of a desperate, you know, last effort. She had tried counseling and support groups and medications and different things, and she was feeling like she was completely giving up. But something led her to my site, and she called me. And when I worked with her, she broke the contracts from childhood that had been plaguing her entire life. And once she broke free at this level, her life just went up and up and up from there. With every session, she was taken to a higher and higher level, and she's maintained that. And now the physical pain has cleared out of her body. It's been gone for months now and has stayed gone. And she's been connecting with family that she'd been no longer in communication with, and having a lot of fun with particularly nieces and nephews and a sister that she had not been really having much relationship with for like 20 years. And she's also attracted really fun and supportive friends. And she's connected with her passion and her purpose, which is to help other women heal as well. She's in her 60s, and she now has a whole new life, and she's excited to jump out of bed every morning. And that's the kind of pleasure and joy and healing that I want to share with you as well. Now, I also used to be so unhappy that I was often suicidal. That was a recurring theme in my life from the time, I mean, actually, I remember wishing for death when I was in preschool. And by the time I was in high school, it was, you know, sort of a regular occurrence. And, you know, I'd experienced numerous traumas, you know, abuses, serious injuries, you know, chronic pain, chronic illness, massive anxiety, you know, bipolar depression, massive losses, and, you know, really huge heartaches. And the worst pain of all was this tortured space that I had in my mind. And I went to therapists, healers, workshops, shamans. You know, I traveled and studied. I invested in a library of self-help programs and books. And all of these were really helpful. But I was still in my own personal hell in my mind for years and years. You know, until I learned what I now call opening to ecstasy. And that's what I teach. I teach ecstasy as a way of being. And when people hear the word ecstasy, they generally think of sex. And sex is fantastic, and sex can certainly be ecstatic, absolutely. But ecstasy is so much more than that. You can have ecstasy in your business, ecstasy in your relationship, ecstasy in your parenting. You can have ecstasy in your life in general. ecstasy is an approach to life, and it's one that's teachable. And because I want to offer, you know, share what I've learned with other people, I decided to teach a series on opening to ecstasy, and it's can be an 8-part series, and there'll be seven pieces to the teaching, seven areas of ecstasy for you to, that you can open up into, although you can open up into ecstasy in many more areas than that. But the first class will be just opening to ecstasy in general, opening to ecstasy as a way of being. And that class will be June 11th, Saturday, at 1 p.m. Pacific, and that's 10 Eastern. And I have a tech person who's redoing my website right now, and I thought it'd be up and running right now, but we had a little glitch, so it should be up by tomorrow. My old site is up, so you can go there to sign up to get on my contact information or to get in my newsletter, but the teleclass sign up should be up by tomorrow. And my site is openlivenow.com. So if you go there, if you've already gotten my free energy emergency toolkit, then you're already on my newsletter. And as soon as I get the sign in landing page for this class, you will receive it. And if you're not, then go to openlivenow.com, get your free energy emergency toolkit, and you'll also get the weekly newsletter, and you will get access to signing up for this call. If you can't be on the call live, you will get a recording. So, you know, if you've been experiencing everything from chronic frustration, you know, lack of connection, financial stress, heartache, body aches, you know, you don't have to live this way. It's absolutely true that freedom can be yours now. And, you know, the woman I spoke about, you know, I said she worked with me for 3 months and, you know, went from, you know, she told me she went from hell to hell yeah. It didn't take 3 months to get there. She actually went there in one session. But to grow on that and maintain that and have it expand in her life and be more than, you know, just an experience while on the phone with me, it took, you know, some coaching after that. But she got there really quickly, and you can get there right away too. It doesn't take long. It's an adjustment in your way of being, and it's absolutely teachable. And I'm at a loss for words and how to describe it. And, you know, if you actually knew me, you would understand and you'd be able to see. You know, I came to this life and apparently, you know, had some contracts about experiencing a lot of suffering. I experienced suffering in many, many forms, and it was something that I didn't think I'd ever get free of. I'd worked at it and worked at it, and, you know, like I said, I'd gone to, you know, counselors and therapists and all that, and I'm here to tell you now that you can absolutely get free of suffering. You really can. You can get free in the moment, and you can get free ongoing. And even if you just get to experience it while on the call, it's something you'll have forever that you can access anytime and bring more and more and more of it into your life. So I encourage you to go to openlivenow.com. Make sure you get on my mailing list. You can also email me at Lynette@openingtoecstasy.com, and that's LYNNET, Lynette@openingtoecstasy.com, and I will send you the info from there. Okay, the time seems to go pretty quickly here. So today, I'm actually the guest on my own show. The first Friday of every month is Get Naked with Lynette, and I invite people to get naked in the sense of being your real self. And so I'm here being my real self with you, and I invite you to do the same. The number to call if you would like counseling or free healing on air is 800-930-2819. Call that number, 800-930-2819, and I'll work with you live on the show today. So you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're going to go on a short break, and when we return, I'll offer tips that you can begin right now to take your life from hell to hell yeah. And if you want to receive free healing or counsel on air, you can call 800-930-2819. I'll work with you live on the show. And stay tuned. I'll be right back.
The Queer Guy with a Third Eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, The Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's The Dougal Frazier Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get so frazzled you find it difficult to function. Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Before the break, I was telling you about the free teleclass series that I'm teaching beginning Saturday, June 11th. My website is receiving an overhaul, as I said, and so the site and the sign-up page for the teleclass will be up tomorrow. The site is openlivenow.com. That's openlivenow.com. So if you want to receive healing or counsel for free right now, you can call 800-930-2819 and I'll talk with you on air. So if you ever feel like you get into a mental state of hell and you're ready to step out of hell and into hell yeah, I have some guidance for you. What I really want you to hear now is that you are totally not perfect, and that's totally okay. Striving for perfection causes enormous shame, and shame is a major cause of suffering. When we have this perfectionism, we have this ideal to measure up to. And when you're perfectionistic, you tend to particularly target yourself and think that you have to measure up to some ideal. So rather than enjoying yourself and your life and your body as it is right now, with, you know, maybe goals for improvement or other things that you want to experience, but celebrating who you are and enjoying who you are, you know, you have some ideal that you measure everything against, and nothing ever measures up because it never can. And when you view life this way, then you begin to look at everything that way, looking at what's wrong rather than what you have to be grateful for. And when you think about it, the fact that you even exist is amazing. For you to even be alive, there are so many things that have to be going right now inside of your own body, all the systems, the cells, just to have your energy aligned enough to keep you alive. And then think of that expanding to the air around you, the buildings, the structures, the trees, you know, the water, the dirt, and the food that you need, the atmosphere, the planet, the solar system, the galaxies, the universe, universes. You know, there's so much going right now for you to exist at all. And then we waste our time and our energy making ourselves really unhappy. And that is a definite, you know, immediate path to suffering is perfectionism. And I definitely know from personal experience, my personal experience in my own life, and from watching other people and clients, that perfectionism brings great suffering. So if you want to stop suffering, then let's just really look at this perfectionism and make another choice. Because when you're in perfectionism, you're not accepting the moment or life or yourself as it is. So right now, I'd like you to just practice this. Just right now. Accept yourself, your life, and everything around you this exact moment. Don't think about the past, the future, anything else. This moment, this one moment of life that you have right now, just accept it. Relax. Open to it. Feel its own kind of, you know, the word that was coming to me to say its own kind of perfection. It just is. And in that isness is bliss. When you don't layer shoulds and other ideas on top of it. And part of being perfectionistic is that we tend to then have something that feels like it's inside of us, whipping us or beating us up. There's this hypervigilant part that's always looking at, you know, some way that you're not measuring up. And, you know, whether it's in a relationship, in working, and for so many women particularly, it's in their body. They look in the mirror, and instead of going, wow, I'm alive, I have skin, I have eyes, I have, you know, teeth, most of us, you know, different, whatever body parts you have, you got to have some part of your body there to be alive. Whatever you got it. Instead of seeing it and loving it and celebrating it and seeing the beauty, you measure it against this ideal, this perfectionistic idea. And then look and go, ooh, you know, kind of cringe. And, you know, it's a way of beating yourself up. So let's say that maybe you weigh an extra 50 pounds. And maybe your hair is falling out and your teeth are rotting out. Who knows? You know, most of you, I imagine, are not, you know, in that condition. But some people are. And you look in the mirror. And that's the condition that you're in. If you accept that and you love yourself exactly as you are, life can be feeling pretty darn good. But if you add to that the judgment, the thoughts, and whip yourself, beat yourself for every little imperfection that you see, then you're miserable. If you take away the part that's beating you up, so just do that right now. Whatever you're judging yourself for, you know, a little cellulite, you know, a little procrastination, eating something that you know is not good for you, whatever it is, take away the part that's beating you up. And then be with what's left after that. I think you'll find that what you're left with is really pretty okay and maybe even fantastic if you take away the part that's judging you and beating you. And when you take that judgment piece away, then you're also freeing up an enormous amount of energy to maybe do something about the things that aren't as pleasing to you as they could be. You know? I mean, you don't exactly feel enthusiastic about exercising and eating healthy food and taking care of yourself when you're getting beat up every second inside your own mind. And inside your own mind is something you can't even get away from. So please give yourself that break, even just for 1 second. Let go of that part that's beating you up. Now, to do that, you may need to turn and face that part and have a conversation with it and see whose voice is that? Whose voice is it that's criticizing you? Who is it that's beating you up? Where did that come from? And, you know, when you face it directly and have a conversation with it, you might see that you could form a new relationship with this piece of yourself and have a lot more bliss in your life. So imperfection is just part of being human, you know? It's part of being alive. As long as you're alive, you're going to be imperfect. And imperfection is also part of opening to ecstasy. It's part of expanding, growing, and experiencing life. You know, striving for perfection keeps us locked in a prison of comparison, you know, comparing to some imagined perfect ideal. It robs you from gratitude, because rather than feeling grateful for your life, it's just never enough. And it brings shame and pain. It blocks you from receiving love. You know, shame makes us hide. When you feel shame, it's like you feel like there's some part of yourself that's not worth loving, that's not lovable, that if people saw it, that they wouldn't love you. And so you tend to cringe and hide that part. And if people love you, you tend to think they're loving you because they don't see that. And if they saw it, that love would go away. And that's not a fun way to live. And it seems that almost everybody has these pieces left in them, you know, where they're, you know, kind of cringing and hiding and, you know, recoiling. So we don't have to do it all at once. But, you know, I'm just kind of putting my hand out there to you and sending you love right now. And just inviting you to come out of hiding, even just a little bit. And if you want some help with that, you can call 800-930-2819, and I will work with you live on air. Again, that's 800-930-2819. If you want healing or counsel for free, you know, right now, you can call that number, and I'll talk with you on air. And we see if you can take a step on air right now towards loving the beautiful person that you are. And as I shared earlier, I am teaching a free teleclass on opening to ecstasy. I'll be teaching ecstasy as a way of being, ecstasy as an approach to life. So if you want to access ecstasy in your business, in your life, in your bed, in your relationships, and beyond, then you want to make sure that you're on this call, which will be June 11th to Saturday, 1 p.m. Pacific, and that's 10 Eastern. And to get on that call, you need to be on my mailing list. You can get on my list at openlivenow.com. If you haven't already signed up for the free energy emergency toolkit, you can do that there. And there's also access to a free body story inventory, which comes with a 20-minute session. And some people have a little bit of difficulty filling out the form, and they'll just fill out parts of it, and you still get the free session even if you don't fill out the whole form. But the form is there to make it so that you can get, you know, the deepest possible experience from the session. So again, that's openlivenow.com. So if you want to receive, you know, healing on air, 800-930-2819, and I'll talk with you live. And if you're right now, you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me again at openlivenow.com. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, I'll share the number one thinking error that brings us the biggest pain. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
I'll take you there. Oh.
Get so frazzled you find it difficult to function. Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. If you would like to have a little help taking the next step in your life, you can call 800-930-2819 and I'll talk with you on air. On today's show, I'm sharing how perfectionism creates our own little mental hell, and I invite you right now to let go of perfectionism, and don't try to do it perfectly. I laugh because years ago, when my son was, he was 4 years old, and he was a great kid. He's got so much energy, and from the moment he was born, he needed less sleep than I did, and was just always, always, always going and always making noise and always in movement. And I was a single mom, and there were definitely times that I just often was exasperated and had no idea, you know, what to do other than love him. So he's definitely got a lot of love. And there's this one day when he was 4 years old that I was just so frustrated with his behavior, and I put him in his room and shut the door, and I sat down and I was crying, and I was feeling the kind of tears where you're just in, you know, just deep, deep sorrow. And as I was crying, I suddenly had this realization that I was totally not a perfect mom and that it was okay. And that may sound so simple and so basic, but it was just like this revelation from heaven for me, because I hadn't realized that I had this expectation that I needed to be a perfect mother. And when my son would behave in ways that didn't align with that, then I would suffer. So I remember I opened the door to his room, and he looked up at me expectantly and kind of this little smile, or so this devious little smile. And I looked at him, I said, you know, I realized something. You know, my son was very articulate at a young age and had this way of understanding things. I mean, when he was 3 years old, he'd say things that would make the hair stand up on the back of my neck, and that were people that were, you know, in their 60s, 70s, and 80s sometimes didn't have as much understanding over certain things that he had in certain moments. So I walked into his room and I said, you know, I just realized something. I just realized that I am totally not perfect, and it's okay. And he pointed his finger up at me, and he said, I've been worried about you. I was wondering when you were going to get that. And, you know, I just fell on the floor laughing, and he was laughing with me, and we were just kind of rolling around together laughing. And after that, you know, I expected that I was going to continue living in this place of this, you know, revelation, but I didn't. I didn't do it perfectly, and I put that pressure on myself of doing it perfectly, you know, that I had to perfectly let go of trying to be perfect. And, you know, it gets silly. And the great thing is when you can take a step back and just have a good laugh, you know, have a good laugh at yourself, and have a good laugh at, with compassion, with love and an open heart, with joy, you know, just relax and open up to yourself exactly as you are right now. And you don't need to do it perfectly. So right now, just take a breath and make a choice. I invite you to choose now, in this moment, to accept yourself, to celebrate yourself just as you are. You know, start a support group and encourage each other to celebrate your humanity and all of its beautiful imperfections. But start right now with yourself, just in this moment. You can go back in the next moment to whatever mental state you were in if you want to. But let's take just a one-moment break where you open, you relax, where you accept yourself exactly as you are. And you celebrate these seeming imperfections and love yourself for them. You know, let perfectionism peel off of you in layers. With every exhale, release another layer. And on every inhale, embrace yourself just as you are. I don't know about you, but that feels so good to me. So this leads me to the number one thinking error that causes us so much pain, that I'd mentioned before the break. And that is the belief that you're not okay as you are. You know, we edit ourselves and end up cutting off parts of ourselves and repressing ourselves. And this starts in childhood. You know, we get the message from parents and other authority figures who also got that message, who are also living, you know, in that prison, that you have to cut off parts of yourself to be accepted. Maybe there's something about just the way you are that causes your parent pain. In fact, it's pretty much guaranteed that there's going to be things about you that are going to push buttons in your parents, partly because that happens with everybody, and partly because that's probably why you guys chose each other, you know, to be related to each other, to be in the same house together, is to have these buttons pushed to learn these lessons. So you had certain parts that you suppressed and repressed and cut off. And then you end up repeating this painful pattern, certain beliefs that get stuck in your head about that it's not okay to be you. When you believe that, it gets proved true over and over and over. The great news is that we are amazing creatures, that we have the power to evolve and change and transform. And that's what we're here to do. And a lot of our unhappiness comes from not changing and not transforming, from being scared and digging your heels in and hiding and staying in your little rut. And you can disassociate. You can use anything from sugar to caffeine to alcohol and drugs to numb yourself. You can use television, computer, obsessive compulsive, ways of being. You can use anything to disassociate and disconnect. You can sit down and just leave your body and fantasize. You can be chronically overbusy and work all the time. All of these are ways to escape, you know, feeling your feelings. But when you pause and you're alone with yourself, if you're not transforming and growing, you're not going to be happy. You'll find that there's suffering and pain there. And forgive yourself for that. Don't judge yourself for that. It's not, like I said, it's not about trying to be perfect. This is an invitation to just take a step. A step towards being yourself, your real self. You know, we end up being hypervigilant to make sure that these suppressed parts don't ever emerge uninvited. And if you're not paying attention, they certainly can pop up. And that's where, you know, someone pushing your buttons comes into play. You know, you suddenly feel like you're in hell and you think it's somebody else's fault, but you're the one who had that inside of you. It's there before the button was pushed. Doesn't make you wrong or bad for it, but blaming someone else doesn't help. It might feel like it's helping in the moment, but it really doesn't help. If you want to get out of hell, take responsibility for yourself. Take responsibility for what's inside of you. You may think that not taking responsibility and blaming other people is making you feel better. I guarantee you it's not. You're going to feel great when you take responsibility. There could be pain in the moment for a moment, and just open to it, embrace it, and it'll pass. It really will. What doesn't pass is when we stay stuck in these repressed patterns and you just repeat them over and over and over again. That doesn't pass, and that suffering doesn't change. You just keep repeating it. But the pain of taking responsibility for what you really feel and who you are, the pain of feeling your actual true emotions and being your real self, when there is pain in that, the pain is very temporary and it passes through. And then you get to feel the joy, the bliss, the love, everything else. And even the pain can be ecstasy when you're opening to it and you're relaxed. So, as I was saying, when we're children, we often learn to get love from, you know, being someone else's idea of who you're supposed to be or how you're supposed to be. And this brings shame and unhappiness. And you never get to feel loved if you get love for a false self. You'll always have a nagging feeling that there's something wrong. You'll never feel free. And this is related to the perfectionism that I was talking about earlier. You know, again, it's a prison, a mental hell. You never get to just relax and love and be yourself. You know, you always have to be a little bit uptight, a little bit tense. It takes a lot of effort to suppress who you really are, how you really feel, and what you really want and think and desire. And if you would only let yourself desire, you know, desire is the fuel for creation and manifestation. There's all this talk about, you know, manifesting what you want, and absolutely you can do that. But if you're not being your true self, if you're not in alignment with what you truly want, desire, then how can you create a life that you love? You can't. While suppressing your feelings, denying your truth, and trying to be anything other than what you truly are, you won't create happiness for yourself. You'll create a life that looks good to other people, maybe, from the outside, but you will not be happy where it counts, on the inside, where you really live. In order to be yourself, you have to get comfortable with something that we all fear, and I'll share what that is when we return from this short break. So I know I'm talking about, you know, ways that you can be unhappy and in hell, but the whole point here is that you can get out of that. You can get out of that a lot faster than you got into it. And we'll get back into that topic when we return. And also, as I said, I'll share something that we're all afraid of and that you need to get comfortable with in order to get free. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
No.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. Today's show is From Hell to Hell Yeah. And for anyone just tuning in, I cover the pains of perfectionism and the pain of believing that you're not okay just as you are, and the mental hell that you end up living in when you suppress your true feelings, wants, and desires. So before we proceed, so there's all the, you know, talking about all the things that we are experiencing that cause the hell. Let's go into hell yeah right now. And the hell yeah is claiming what you want. On the first break, the station manager and I were talking, and he said, he started to say that life was a bowl of cherries, and he's like, well, no, life isn't a bowl of cherries. Life's a bowl of any. And I said, you know, life is a bowl of infinite possibilities. And it's so true. In every moment, we truly have every possibility. Every possibility. The thing is that we have certain patterns that we're repeating, certain ruts that we're in, and we just keep repeating that over and over and over and over. And as long as you're doing that, you're guaranteed to keep getting that same result. But you can step out of that rut, and I invite you right now to step out of it, even just for this moment, and open up to what you really want. What do you want to feel? You want to feel happy? You want to love yourself? You want to feel excited? You want to know that great things are coming? Then you step into that right now. Feel it in your body. Call it forth, because it's there. That possibility is absolutely right there. It's as real as every other possibility. The thing that you most desire is absolutely as possible for you as everything else is. The hell that you might be in, you can keep repeating that. But the thing that you desire and want and long for, you can just as easily be experiencing that. Now, you might need some help. I'm actually really, really excellent at helping people with that. You can go to my site, openlivenow.com, and there's a free body story inventory. Basically, it's just a way to get a free session with me. It's a 20-minute session, and there have been plenty of people that have gone from a place that they were very unhappy and stuck in, and had gone. One woman, she said she had 27 years of going to counselors and therapists, and in the first session with me, we got right to what her issue was. And that's something that, whether it's from God or whatever, it's a gift that I have of being able to hone in right to the core what the issue is and help you take a step right out of it. It's rather like a psychic ability. And then with that, I combine years of study. I've studied in the university. I've had intensive training to be, you know, everything from a Reiki master to body story expert. I've done, you know, studied process-oriented psychology and a lot of other things. And I have all those tools. But what I have that really is the most amazing gift to offer is I have the ability to feel what someone else is actually really feeling, to feel inside their energy being and be able to go from the inside to pinpoint their pain point and what it is that's blocking them and stopping them. So if you need help with that, just go to openlivenow.com. You can get your free session and you can get immediate help. And I was going so deeply into that and thinking about everybody on the call, I kind of got sidetracked on what I was wanting to share. So let's just take a breath again. Because I know what it's like to really suffer. And because of that, I have enormous compassion for the suffering of others. And not only do I not want you to suffer, I want you to be incredibly happy living your passion, your purpose, your dream. And it's time, you know? I mean, I love healing people that they're set free to go and heal other people. I love setting people free into their joy so that they can then spread that with others as well. So that's something that is a hell yeah for me. So find your hell yeah, say yes to it, and keep saying yes to it. That's the path that you want to go on. So just before the break, I said there's something that you need to get comfortable with in order to be yourself fully. And that something is something that we all fear, and that is insanity. You know, honestly, we live in an insane world. You know, superficial appearance is valued above depth of character and real substance. Artificially flavored foods that are empty of life-giving nutrition and, you know, those kinds of foods are considered a reasonable meal, while most people will turn away from a plate of organic vegetables that would actually feed them and give them, you know, more life and energy. And violence, war, and lying are accepted as normal. So, yes, when you really fully are your true self, you may be considered insane from the viewpoint of an insane world. So think of insane as going into sanity. You know, you can stay in the hell of your own mind, or you can come out into hell yeah. The hell yeah that comes when you get free of the painful patterns and stories that you've been repeating and step into the light of a new day. Step into a life that you love. And you might be considered insane. Just know that you are in sanity. So to help you do this, I put a free teleclass together, as I mentioned earlier on the show. It's Saturday, June 11th, 1 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. I'll be teaching ecstasy as a way of being. And in this class, you'll learn and begin to experience the 7 steps to opening to ecstasy. Ecstasy is living with an open heart, fully receiving the love, joy, and wondrous peace that are available to you in every moment. It's breaking out of the patterns that have been your prison. And it's living a life that you love. So take my hand. I'll take you there. My website's getting a remodel today. It should be up and running tomorrow with the sign-up page for the free class. The site to go to is openlivenow.com. That's openlivenow.com. No spaces, all one word, openlivenow.com. If you're on my mailing list for the weekly newsletter, you'll automatically receive a link to the sign-up page as soon as it's up. And if you go to openlivenow.com and get my free energy emergency toolkit, you will also be joining my mailing list and will receive the sign-up page for the class. Again, this class, in this class you will learn ecstasy as a way of being, as an approach to relationships, business, sex, and life in general. And if you want to learn opening to ecstasy, make sure you get on my mailing list. Go to openlivenow.com to do that. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, my guest is relationship coach Liana Silver. She's a fantastic woman, and she's going to share a woman's guide to pleasure and power, unreasonable, uncensored, and unplugged. I'm excited about the show. So you know those women who just glow, you know, it's like they swallowed a 25-watt light bulb and it's shining out their eyes and pores and everything they touch, their career, their relationships, you know, seem to have fairy dust all over them. Well, hold on to your knickers, ladies, and get ready for the secrets for how you can become one. Get access to the unreasonable amounts of confidence, get your inner guidance on speed dial, and get your relationships powered by pleasure. That will be next Friday on Opening to Ecstasy at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I hope you got what you need to stop suffering and start celebrating. And if you need more individual work to break free of painful patterns that you're repeating in your life, I'm an expert in this field from years of study, lots of personal experience, and working with many clients to have them stop suffering and to move forward powerfully into a life that they love. You can contact me through my site, openlivenow.com, and get a free 20-minute session and get a taste of the freedom that's yours. Don't wait any longer. Your life is passing by. Seize it now. Opening to ecstasy. Thanks for joining me. Many blessings to you. I'll see you here again next week.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.